Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
And I'd like to welcome you to another great night of radio with Melissa Heavener, of course, her show Latte of Heaven. I want to give you the first announcement that's coming up that we're really excited that we're going to be moving the show into a new time slot for next week. And, of course, that'll be the new time slot moving forward. And we're really excited about this because it's going to give us a better time slot, not only to reach out to our friends in Europe, but also to our friends on the West Coast. So this is just so cool. So starting next week, the show is going to be on Friday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And just really, really excited about that. So before I bring Melissa in, let me go ahead and give you the phone number so you guys can call in for some readings tonight. And that phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And back to you, Melissa.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to connect with you tonight. If you're on the East Coast, good evening. If you're on the West Coast, good afternoon. If you're in Australia, good morning. Starting Friday, of course, those times will change. I'm super excited that we're moving to Friday because then the show will be on Fabulous Friday and the beginning of the weekend, which is always awesome because I know many of you have come home from work and maybe you've had dinner or you're making dinner, and so it's just a great way to kind of connect with spirit, feel the love, you know, that Mark and I are both sending out to all of the listeners. And so we're super excited, as he said, about the move to Friday. Yay! So definitely tune in on Friday, starting, as he said, next week at 8 o'clock, and I will be there. I'm so excited to be here with you tonight because I haven't connected with you guys in 2 weeks, I think it's been. So I'm full of energy, full of things to share, full of love to spread around. Happy vibes, happy vibes. Many of you who follow me on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram, all that good stuff, you know that I was actually in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is definitely where my soul feels the most at home. I think it's related to past life experiences in that area. I also have a very strong connection, or I guess admiration, for Los Angeles because it was actually the first state in the United States to adopt rights for the disabled. Being someone who's in a wheelchair, I don't really consider myself disabled, but I'm definitely different abled. And so because I'm in a wheelchair, I just think it's really cool that LA is very progressive, not only in, you know, equality and those kinds of things, but also in spirituality. It just feels to me, now this is in all areas of California, of course, but it feels to me from my experience and from the vibe out in Southern California, there tends to be a much more bigger acceptance or understanding of psychic ability, of mediumship, of holistic healing. And so I just feel very at peace, very at home there. If you guys don't know, for those of you who don't know, I have a lot of degrees. Yes, yes, I like school. I'm a brainiac. And one of my degrees is in creative writing with an emphasis on theater design. Actually, the other way around. Theater design with an emphasis on creative writing. So that is one of the creative outlets that I like to use. A lot of times I channel information from spirit, and I like to express it or share it in poetry. I also love writing ideas and concepts for television. I have a couple of those things I'm working on. I really truly believe that one of the best ways to kind of gently introduce spirit or a spiritual path into people's life is through entertainment, whether it be music or some other media. I think that you can do it in a tasteful way that can make it relatable for everyone, no matter what your background or belief system is. So that's one way I kind of like to blend my two backgrounds. So again, I feel very at home there. I also have some experience in film editing. I did work for a year and a half on the soap opera General Hospital and helped with film editing and splicing, all that good stuff. So when I get into an environment like Los Angeles and there's a lot of artsy people and I know people in the industry, it's kind of like going back home for me, because that was such a passionate time in my life when I lived out there and I was doing those kinds of things. But beyond all of that, I also love Los Angeles, of course, because there are people that are near and dear to my heart that live out there, so I always get to connect with them, and it's like time stood still and no time passed at all. When we reconnect, it's just amazing. So my trip was about, I'd say, 80% vacation time and 20% business. But I wanted to share with you guys, because I thought you'd find this of interest, that one of the main reasons that I did go out to Los Angeles was there was a cup rally, political kind of private tea party, where Marianne Williamson, now if you're not familiar with her work, she works very closely with Oprah. She's got these amazing books about divine energy, about manifesting, about, you know, getting your life in shape the way that you want it to make a big difference. You name it, she's got so many books on so many amazing different topics. So again, if you haven't heard of her or you're not familiar with her work, definitely check her out. But she is running for Congresswoman, and she's actually running for Congresswoman for District 33 in Los Angeles, which is primarily, I guess you'd say, like a middle-class area and then upper-class if you wanted to kind of look at it that way. But it's a huge, huge district. And I was blessed to be invited to this private party. And I was so moved by her message and by what she wants to accomplish. She really wants to find a way to intelligently and carefully and with the highest intention bring spirituality a little bit into the arena of politics. Now, this isn't to say, you know, she wants to go around with rose-colored glasses, but she really wants to work with the people. She's very much about really embracing the history and the idea of the United States and entrepreneurship and really the land of opportunity, really making that vibrant again. And one of my most favorite moments in her speech, in her presentation, was that she said she wanted to start a revolution that really begins or sparks the fundamental foundations of the United States and that entrepreneurship and helping the economy and having people work together and cooperate for a greater good or for the United States as a whole. And so her kind of catchphrase for all of this was, she said, you can't start a revolution over white wine and brie. She's like, you have to be out there among the people and really, you know, listening to the young people's hopes and dreams and middle-aged people's hopes and dreams and older people's hopes and dreams and see where they are and how, you know, are seeing how the foundation of the United States and the history can really embrace those dreams and embrace those goals and just make amazing, amazing change. And she talked about, you know, going into correctional centers, and she talked about helping single moms. It was just, at the end of it, I can honestly say it was one of the first political pep rallies where I left just feeling really pumped, and I felt like, oh my gosh, we can totally change the world. Now, obviously, I can't vote there because I don't live there, but I told her that I would do everything in my power to get the word out about what she's trying to do and support her any way that I can. And I know I have a lot of listeners out on the West Coast. So if you don't know about what she's doing, definitely go to her website. I believe it's MaryAnnWilliamson.com. And you can hear all about, you know, what she plans to do and where her background comes in and why she's getting involved with politics. And I thought, how amazing is that, that you can take something as sometimes abstract or not as mainstream and bring it into something as kind of logical or systematic as politics. And she's really done a good job trying to blend that. And believe me, she got some difficult questions from people who are already very established in the political arena, and she answered them with such expertise and with such articulation, I was just completely in awe. Besides, you know, getting inspired and supporting this amazing woman, I got to meet so many incredible people that are in the industry who really want to make a difference. And it opens the door for projects and for, you know, entertainment-based communities that come together for the greater good. And so I love that shift in kind of, it feels like even Hollywood's consciousness a little bit. So I wanted to share that with you guys because I thought, you know, it's just amazing and such a great time to be walking this journey when people who have a very large platform are starting to embrace the shift and bring it about in any way that can help us all and the greater good. So I wanted to share that experience with you guys. I also wanted to tell you a little bit about the amazing experience I had. I got a healing session with Lisa Williams. As you know, she and I have been friends for a long time, and she did energy healing on me. And I wrote a blog about this, so if you haven't had a chance to read it, please do. I definitely think my written expression is a little bit more articulate than my spoken expression. But as healers, it's very important that we do take self-care, whether you're of service, civil service, whether you're of service in the realm of spirituality. Sometimes we forget to be as gentle and tender and loving and accepting of ourselves as we are for those that we are helping or for those that we're working with. And so it was important for me to take that to really rejuvenate my physical body. And it was kind of like a Reiki experience where there was movement of energy, but it was on such a higher vibration than Reiki. And I say that only because she was able to channel her healing guides, and they completely like encompassed her physical body and then worked through my body. And all she was really doing was touching the top of my shoulders. And even though I was part of it and it was such an honor and so amazing and so enlightening, it's still hard for my brain to comprehend everything that took place. But I did find that I was channeling myself as I was writing about it. I think my spirit guide was helping me find the words to describe it. And I think that you'll really be able to sink your teeth in. If you haven't taken any healing courses with Teresa, I would highly recommend it, whether you have a background in Reiki, whether you have a background in holistic medicine, whether you're just kind of interested in what holistic healing is all about. She's going to be teaching healing courses on many different levels, and I'm sure that there's something you can find that will fit your needs. But I promise you, and for those of you that know me, I'm very particular about who I endorse, and anyone that I do endorse, I have to have experienced what they stand for or what their work is before I will absolutely put my name behind it. And all of us know her as the amazing medium and psychic that she is, but I don't think as many people realize how extraordinary and reverent her healing ability is. And I couldn't help but tell her, not only as it was taking place, but afterwards as I was processing it, just how it's definitely part of her legacy with her school to incorporate this energy healing, because it can help people going through so many different things, whether you're going through physical ailments or a loved one of yours is going through physical ailments or mental ailments, whatever the issue may be. It's just an amazing healing tool and technique and experience to learn from someone that has mastered healing and is able to share it on that level. So I also wanted to definitely encourage you to check out the blog. It's the latest blog that I just wrote. I wrote it yesterday. I got home. I've been home now in Florida for about a week, but I didn't want to write about the experience right away because I was still processing the whole experience. I was still integrating the energy and the healing into my physical body. And so I had to kind of, I guess if you excuse the expression, digest it before I could really share it with you. But definitely check it out. And, you know, if it's something you can do right now, great. If it's something that you have to save your pennies for a while, believe me, it's so worth the wait. And the minute you take one healing class with them, or mediumship or a psychic, you'll be hooked and you'll want to just learn more and more. So I had to share that with you guys. I also had the amazing experience of doing readings for such a variety of different people. Now, of course, I do many different types of readings here in Florida, but I've never actually guided someone or gotten divine guidance on someone that was looking to enter politics. And so I was able to give some guidance to Mary Ann about how to target her campaign or who to target, which groups she might have to, you know, work with a little bit more to get them on board. And that was a whole new aspect of my work, or a whole new experience for me. I think that it was really intriguing to me because it wasn't like, I guess you'd say, my regular kind of psychic work where I just tap into my guide or tap into the person's energy I'm meeting and get information. It was literally like, as she was speaking about, you know, her goals and doing her speech, my guide was saying, like, so quickly and saying, you need to tell her about this and this and this and this. And I felt overwhelmed a little bit because the vibration was so high and the information was coming so quickly. And I didn't have anything to write with. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to remember this? And am I going to get it all? And then I realized, oh, my goodness, Melissa, you of all people should know how to surrender and trust that you'll be able to convey the information in just the right way, because spirit, your guides, the divine energy, they're going to be right there with you. And I wanted to share that with you guys, too, because even someone who does this on a daily basis has to be reminded, has to really plug into our day-to-day physical mind and say, wait a minute, our head's getting in the way. We have to just trust spirit. Which brings me to the next thing I wanted to talk to you about, which is belief. A huge component to whether you're trying to manifest or whether you are setting intentions, whatever it is belief. And it sounds very simple or simplified to say that, but there's a huge difference between walking a spiritual path and really, you know, sinking your teeth into what your belief system is and just saying, yes, I believe in this or I believe in that. It's really practicing that belief and making the path or making the journey more tangible. So I guess a good example of that would be this morning, again, I was getting ready for my day, and I kept hearing, it's going to be cold tonight. It's going to be cold. Like, you need a heavy jacket on. And I do not like wearing jackets because it makes my, like, moving around even more restrictive. So I was rebelling a little bit, and I was like, oh, I'll just carry it. Well, I didn't even think about when I connect with someone in spirit, that always makes my energy or the energy around is colder too. So on top of what was going on in the climate, I had the connection with spirit, which also makes me cold. And believe me, I was very grateful that I did listen and that I did have that jacket with me. And it was just a matter of moving my physical wants, my physical brain out of the way and letting spirit basically lead me or guide me. And I know so many people get frustrated and say, it's easy for you to meditate or it's easy for you to feel connected to spirit because you do it every day. Well, yes, that's true as I've done it longer and for many years it's gotten easier, but I still have my struggles and get tripped up on, you know, trying to figure things out, letting logic seep in there a little bit instead of just moving out of the way and following the lead of spirit. So I guess tonight's show or the theme would be basically sharing a little bit with you about what's going on in my life and also just really embracing the energy of belief. Sometimes when we're going through a rough patch or challenges, it makes it harder to believe in the higher power because we get stuck in the rigmarole of every day or the struggles that we're going through and we can't see past those. But that's when you really have to put your belief into action, you know, work harder. And sometimes I even take that word believe or belief and I write it on a piece of paper so I can look at it. And I'm thinking, okay, what's one more thing I can do today or one more thing I can do in this moment to be living and breathing and consuming, believing in my path and believing that there's a much bigger picture than what I'm able to see at the moment. And even just having that visual of the written words can do amazing things in helping us stay grounded and stay focused on our journey. I also had an incredible experience I wanted to share with you guys with my cat. Now, my cat, she cannot stand when I go on vacation, and she's very, very wise. She's getting up there. She is now 16 years old, bless her heart. But she's still very, very wise and still full of energy, thank God. And she always knows when I'm getting ready to leave. She can sense Mama's getting ready to go on a journey, and she's not taking me with her. So she'll, like, not cuddle with me as much, or she'll just be standoffish because she knows I'm leaving. But even when I come back, sometimes she's a little bit angry with me or standoffish because she's like, where have you been? And you've been gone all this time. Well, funnily enough, when I returned this time, she wasn't like that at all, and she was very affectionate and loving. And I was like, wait a second, what's going on? This is really, really weird. Because usually it takes her some time to kind of forgive me for leaving. And she started laying her body over my neck. Now, my cat is extremely affectionate. She's a Siamese, so she loves people. She's very vocal. But she never had really put her whole body across my neck. And I was like, this is so odd. Like, she's never done this before, and she's doing it literally maybe a half an hour or so after I returned home. And sure enough, the next day when I woke up, I had a terrible cough. And I did not feel, like, I felt fine, I felt healthy, I felt, like, perfectly okay. I knew I was a little bit tired from traveling, but I had no idea that I was really coming down with something. And she obviously knew way before I did that something was going on in that area. And I just thought it's another beautiful example of how even our pets give us signs and symbols to believe and to listen and to quiet ourselves and follow the lead of spirit. And so she definitely did. So, you know, if you are struggling with following the path or feeling like there's a higher power, pay attention to your pets if you haven't, because they are always on a higher level and they are always connected to the divine. I really believe that. And I think that they communicate with the divine, with spirit in ways that we can't even comprehend, because they're not verbal in the same way or have language in the same way that we do. And so they have a whole nother frequency or a whole nother level of communicating. So if you have a pet and you're struggling with that, just pay attention to them, because particularly I know with cats tend to be very zen for the most part, very go with the flow usually. So they're a great role model for keeping you on track and really embracing the belief and staying faithful on your journey and things like that. I cannot wait to connect with you guys tonight. Please call in with your questions. I will not be doing mediumship. I'm actually still in the coffee shop. I've been doing readings since early this morning, and I just didn't have time to make it back home, and I also have appointments after the radio show here. So it's a bit noisy and a bit cumbersome. I hope you guys can hear me, but it would make it difficult to do mediumship type readings. But I'm more than happy to connect and possibly pick up on medical intuitive information or psychic information, anything of that nature. So please call in. I love you guys. I'm sending you love, and I can't wait to connect.
All right. I had to switch over there. Excuse me. So you've been listening to Lattes of Heaven with Melissa Hebner, and as we mentioned earlier, her show is going to shift to Friday nights at 8 p.m. starting next week. As you know, normally you tune in to listen to her right here on Thursday nights from 6 to 7. So we're really excited about that change, and so make sure to tune in to her next week at 8 o'clock on Friday. With that, just want to remind everybody, if you want to call in for a reading right now, you can call 646-716-9663. Melissa, are you ready?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right. And is it Pauletta?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. I have been feeling my mother around me a lot lately. And
mm-hmm.
since then, I have found out that my daughter is pregnant with her fourth child. And also that I have to have a biopsy done on my thyroid. And so I was wanting to know if you could tell me anything about that.
Okay. Looking into or tapping into the energy of the thyroid is a little bit different than tapping into the pregnancy and the connection with your mother in spirit, but I'll be more than happy to do both. Let me, if it's okay with you, start with the medical. Because that's a little bit of a different vibration, and we'll see what we get, okay? Give me one second. I definitely do feel as though there's something on the thyroid, or if not the thyroid, then possibly the parathyroid or pituitary gland. But I definitely feel something in that area. Hold on one second here. I don't know why exactly. Again, of course, I'm not a medical doctor, but I do have experience in helping with solving medical issues. My guide is telling me that they need to look more on the right side versus the left side of your neck if someone's facing you would be the right side. So just keep that in mind. And I feel as though there is something in that area going on. I feel a very strong feeling that there may need to be a surgery. I don't think it'll be a huge ordeal. I think it will be something that will be quick and easy, and then you'll need to possibly be on medication. But I see the process being pretty easy as far as those kinds of things go. I think that you will come out, you know, with flying colors. It's just a bit of a challenge that you have the face that's coming up. I definitely now feel the energy also of this other fourth child that you mentioned. My guide is indicating to me that it's male energy or possibly a boy. I don't know if you were looking for that information, but that's what they came through with. Feel as though it will go pretty, that will go pretty smoothly as well, that pregnancy. It does feel that there's a good possibility the baby will be born very close to a relative's birthday. I don't know whether it's actually the mother's birthday or the father's birthday or aunt or uncle's birthday, but very close to a relative's birthday. And so it'll be, you know, after the baby's born, like a double celebration at that time of year.
Okay. It's my nephew's birthday is right around the time that it's due.
Oh, that's great. And so I see, you know, like I said, having that double celebration. And I definitely feel your mother's energy watching over, making sure everything's okay. I do feel like she will have a very close bond with the baby. And even possibly the baby will be able to see her quite easily. So, you know, just try to be open to whatever is expressed and kind of embrace that, because I do feel as though this new baby will, you know, will function on a high vibration.
Is my mother trying to tell me something there?
Basically that she's just watching over and making sure everything's okay, and that she's with you, you know, through the medical challenges that you're going through, but that everything will be all right and that she's there supporting you. She's also showing me that she drops coins for you, but particularly dimes. She's not showing me pennies or quarters, but dimes. So keep an eye out for dimes.
She used to save dimes when she was here.
She's still dropping you dimes from heaven. So keep an eye out for those dimes just to feel her support. And I will definitely keep you in my thoughts and prayers. But I do feel as though even though you are facing a bit of a medical challenge, you will come out, like, with flying colors.
And can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
I believe that my 11-year-old could be psychic.
Can you give me their name, please?
Her name is Kimberly.
Hold on one second. She definitely has an intuitive inclination. I think that she's still kind of building the relationship with her guide, and it feels as though her guide is giving her the information, or when she's knowing maybe what direction you should go in on the road, or if something's going to happen. She's actually getting that information from her spirit guide, but I don't think she's fully aware of where the information is coming. I think it's definitely something that can really blossom and develop, but she's also coming upon an age where she's trying to figure out who she is, so she may shut it down a little bit just to be able to function a little more easily and relate more to the other kids. But I definitely see that she has ability.
Well, I thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Just switch these calls around. All right, Cindy, you're on.
Good evening.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I enjoyed very much listening to you earlier, and what you had to say really touched me, so I really appreciated it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I just basically try to listen to Spirit and give whatever message is supposed to come through.
Well, it definitely partly was for me, so I appreciate it.
Oh, do you have a question this evening? Thank you for calling.
I'm really just going through some major transition in my life. It's like a big change. I've left a job I've had for a long time, and I'm taking some time off to write. I'm getting ready to go to Spain to do the El Camino de Santiago and just kind of letting Spirit guide me for a while. It'll be June when I get back and kind of decide where I'm going to go from there. So any guidance, assistance with that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. Give me one second, please. Well, I have to tell you, I feel very positive energy for the direction that you're taking and for the bit of the adventure that you have coming up. Your guides want to, and also if there's loved ones in spirit, too, that want to tell you how proud they are for kind of taking that leap of faith and really owning, you know, that you want to be part of the spiritual path and that you want to continue to grow and learn. And they're really cheering you on from the other side.
Thank you.
They also want you to know that they're going to be helping financially to make it a little bit easier for you to walk this path and to do this until you return in the summer months. I do feel as though when you return, you'll be starting or you'll have the foundation to really kind of open up and start your own business or your own kind of some sort of spiritual practice, not just what you're going to be, you know, immersing yourself in before you return, but also finding your own niche and your own kind of way or method to incorporating everything that you learn on the journey. And Spirit's just really telling me that right now it's just important that you take everything moment by moment and be as present as you can, because there's lessons and things that Spirit is trying to share with you now that's going to greatly positively impact your new venture for your business and your spiritual growth. So it's important that you have a place where you can journal, where you can write down what happens to you on the journey so you have record of it and you can look back when you face, you know, challenges of starting something new or, you know, are having issues with that belief thing that I mentioned in the beginning. You can look back at those journal entries and focus on the positive things that got you to that point. Until you return in June.
That is perfect. I have, my dream is to, when I get back to, I've been studying different forms of energy medicine, and my dream is to be able to have a healing center and not have to go back to work in the profession I was doing. So I love that you said that.
Yay, that's awesome.
You love it.
Do realize that, you know, it's not going to happen immediately when you return. It will be a process, but do not get discouraged. You may have to do some kind of work when you return, but that's really just until you get yourself out there. And in having that bit of that transition period when you return, it's going to open doors and connect you to people who are going to support you on your spiritual path and even maybe be some kind of partner or business person that you can rely on when you're not able to be present, you know, all the time at the center. I do see the center as part of your path, but let it really unfold organically. Don't push it and try not to get discouraged, because it absolutely is in the cards for you. It may take a little bit longer than you expect.
I am doing a big major happy dance right now, so thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. All right, let's go ahead and bring on Me Too.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was wondering if you could give any insight on either relationship or career in my life right now. Do you see any changes coming up?
Hold on 1 second, please. This is interesting. The first one that's coming through is I feel like there's definitely kind of a discourse or a bit of a conflict in relation to your work situation. I don't know if there's been a disagreement or a little bit of upheaval in the work, people saying things that haven't happened or things getting misconstrued. But I feel like that's going to settle down. Actually, they're telling me after taxes, which would be April 15th. And and then it'll be a lot easier. They're also saying it's important that you hang in there. I don't think that you're going to be losing a job or changing job, but the energy is going to be so different after the 15th of April that it'll almost feel like a new job. So the message is really just hang in there. And I don't know why they're saying this, but they're saying kind of lay low. Because there is a lot of changes that are going on within the workplace, and so it's important to kind of stay quiet, not say too much, because things could really get a screw and misconstrued and miscommunicated right now until things become more settled, but it definitely is going to improve pretty soon.
Well, that's good. And then anywhere in the relationship, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, and then the other thing is that once this sort of unfolds with the work area, it's going to positively affect the relationship. I feel like there already is a relationship going on, but it's almost like the relationship hasn't had a full chance or hasn't been able to really blossom recently, because there's been so many other stresses and so many other distractions that you and the person you're with or are interested in haven't really been able to give it the nurturing and the attention that any growing, strong relationship need. So I feel like after the work situation settles, it will definitely positively impact your intimacy or your private life. So that's another area where it's kind of a period of waiting. Because it's almost like once that work piece falls into place, the love interest or home life will fall into place more easily also.
Okay, because currently I'm single, so I was just wondering if you saw somebody come. I guess you do see somebody coming in then, I guess?
Yes, I do absolutely see someone coming in. I feel as though there's someone's energy kind of lingering already. Like, I feel like they're already present in your life. You may not have met them right at this moment, but it's, like, right there. You're close. And I feel as though you actually have met them. You're just not thinking of them in that way, or it hasn't become clear yet. But you're pretty much there.
Do you feel if it's like somebody in my past, though, like somebody that I know from my past? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, it does feel like it's someone that you've had a relationship with, because the way that my guide was explaining it was like a rekindling. There would be a rekindling of a relationship
after
she settled with work.
Okay, so I know what you're talking about. Okay. Well, I just want to double-check and everything, because it's been kind of stressful in my life, but thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Melissa. Okay.
Good night. Good night.
All righty. Switchboard's slow switching calls. I apologize for that, Melissa. All right, Jill.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? You seem to be doing really well today.
Good. Thank you. I am. I'm very happy and sending out that love to everyone. Do you have a question?
Yes. My question is about connecting with a job, connecting with something that I'm going to really like, and I need to start having income and move I need to, I'm staying with somebody right now, so it's kind of a double situation. I need to find a job, and that will make, cause me to be able to move.
Right. Okay. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
I don't feel as though you will be living in your current situation. They're telling me no more than 4 months. I'm not sure if that's 4 months total or 4 months from now, but they're telling, but 4 months is very significant. And I see you being able to move into a nice place, a nice area. It does feel as though it'll be a little bit smaller than what you're used to, but please keep in mind that it also will be like a transition place. It will not be like your permanent home, but it will be a transition place until you feel comfortable in new work or in the new area. And then I feel like you'll be in this transition space maybe for 6 months, and then unfortunately you'll move again, but then it will be more permanent. So just realize that the next place you move will be definitely kind of a stepping stone, but then you'll be on your way to being somewhere permanent. And I feel very good about a new job coming in. Again, they're telling me 4 months. I feel like it. You'll be settled and comfortable within 4 months from right now. And with the job situation, though, I do feel like it's something you'll stay in for long term. It's just, you know, that you'll have this transition with the, your living space that you'll have to deal with. But it'll be worth the wait for when you find that perfect place after that, where you'll stay for at least several years, if not more.
Okay, so I really do need to make a move before 4 months. Do you, are you saying that it wouldn't happen before then?
They're telling me that, like, it would be 4 months at the latest. Like, 4 months would be the longest amount of time. Or my, like, 4 months from now would be, like, the longest amount of time. So, of course, you know, you can always speed those things along. And Spirit will open doors for opportunity to do it quicker. Just, again, you have to be careful with not doing things too impulsively or too quickly, because you want to get what you're supposed to get from the process and really be satisfied when you do make that move. I do have to kind of stick with what Spirit gave me, which is that there will be a transition space that you'll live in before the permanent home. But again, it's not that far away. It would be 4 months at the latest.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, Melissa. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Do
you have a question?
I have, a question, a problem. I'm going through some really difficult times, I guess, and I need to make a very important life-threatening decision, I guess. And I just feel so stuck, and I don't know what to do. So I was hoping you could give me some guidance.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you that you have an amazing support team with you on the other side, and also with your angels that are supporting you. I know when there's any kind of big change like that or big life decision, it can feel lonely. It can feel like you don't have support, but I feel it all around you. I'm actually tingly all over my body. They're letting me know of their presence. And there's a gentleman in particular that's in spirit, and he's basically rooting you on, and he's saying that you have a great head on your shoulders, and just kind of breathe and remember the things that he taught you or he tried to instill, and that he's saying over and over that good will prevail. that good will prevail and truth will prevail. I don't know exactly why that's coming through, but that's something that they're all kind of chanting or cheering. Basically, truth will come out and prevail, and you'll be supported in whatever, you know, it is that you're going through. He is holding back a little bit and telling me exactly what it involves, but he's saying that the truth will come out, and just really, you know, stick to what you believe, really look within and trust what you get. Make sure to take time to, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, give yourself self-care. Don't push yourself with making a decision too quickly. Take your time, and they will continue to guide you to the right decision. And you have such an amazing purpose and such an amazing spirit and such an amazing reason to be here on the planet that they're like opening the doors so that you can really walk into that. But unfortunately, sometimes before we can step into those things, we have to overcome adversity, and we have to show that we're going to be true to ourselves and be with integrity. And the gentleman in spirit is saying that you have so much integrity, but there's been other people or other influences that have kind of shaken your belief in yourself or shaken your belief in what you thought to be true. And he's just saying, you know, hold on to that. Remember who you are, and you're completely, completely supported. And he's actually telling me that he gives you messages while you're in transportation or, like, while you're in the car. If you hear music on the radio, that sometimes there's messages from him in particular through lyrics on the radio. And smiling about this, there's definitely a strong connection with music. And also he's saying that when you have those moments of feeling lost and not knowing what to do, music is really important, and it helps center you. So use that as a tool to help get you over this hurdle, and you will make the right decision. And just remember, no matter how tough it gets, that you have such an amazing purpose to be here on the planet, and that there's a huge plan for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Alrighty, Melissa, I have a question for you and Robin, and that is, you know, I've been working on getting out of my head and being more in my heart as far as feeling my intuition and everything like that. Can you and Robin give me some suggestions on how I can feel from that space?
Okay, hold on one second. The first thing that Robin's coming through with is really taking more time to sit quietly, because she's saying that you are, of course, a very spiritual person, but with everything that's been going on and trying to make the right decisions and things, you haven't spent as much time just sitting quietly and not necessarily trying to communicate with someone in spirit or your guides, but just sitting quietly and closing your eyes and visualizing your heart chakra opening. And then just feeling more comfortable with allowing that openness to happen. And they said that you're very good at being protected, and you have literally an army of like little spiritual warriors that do protect you. So you don't have to worry about that. But really, like in the morning in particular, visualize the heart chakra really being open, and don't let fear or, you know, something that may creep up during the day kind of shut that down. And as you just have that gentle awareness in the morning, it'll just become a little bit more natural and happen more easily. And then soon, very soon, because you always do things at super mark speed, it'll just kind of happen without even having to think about it.
All right, sounds good. So if it's okay with you, well, first of all, thank you to you and Robin and the great gift that you provide for so many of us. If
you're
it's okay
welcome.
With you, I'm gonna go ahead and do the closing of the show, and I'm going to put on Firefly as the closeout for the music for tonight.
Absolutely.
All right, so everybody, you've been listening to Melissa Heavener. She is on every Friday now, starting next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we are switching the date of the show, and that'll start next Friday. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you missed any part of this show or you want to find out more about this show and other shows, go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, Melissa, and thank you.
Good night. Love to everybody. Bye.
Bursting at the